is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 228 for Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
You're very deep-voiced today.
Sorry.
It's fine. Speak up. I think one of these days I'm just going to like keep jamming when the music stops.
One of these days I'm just going to I'm going to hit the switch and then watch you everybody see you do that. So.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Anyway, well, we should mention this. It's not
not the best way to start the podcast, but we had some really. I'm going to go with crazy news yesterday. I didn't believe it at first that Susan Wirth of Milwaukee. Passed away yesterday. We just saw Susan in Chicago for the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. She seemed fine, and we received notice yesterday, and then we confirmed it because it was such a shockingly sudden piece of news that we confirmed it before even saying anything. She passed away yesterday. She fell. I guess she had some kind of an aneurysm or a hemorrhage in her brain. She fell in her driveway. They took her to the hospital. She was on life support. And she died a little after lunch yesterday afternoon. And I think that everyone who already knows, people who knew her are in shock like we are. I mean, it's we just saw her.
Yeah, I always thought I mentioned this to a couple of friends yesterday. I said I always expected that we would retire from the Penn Show circuit, and Susan would still be
going.
Still
strong.
Be going. She'd be going until she was, you know, 95. She loved to go and. You came downstairs. I was like, "What?"
Yeah, it was crazy.
The craziest news I've heard all day, and
it just was too bizarre to be believed, and it is. You know, one of my first meetings with Susan Wirth was when I used to do Penn shows back in the late '90s and early 2000s, and I had the pads that I make and a bunch of Esterbrooks. And I had them priced, you know, at what I thought was appropriate. And she came by and introduced herself, and we chatted. And at the time, there were very few women vendors at shows. And she gave me a terrific piece of pricing advice. She said, you know, I had things, pens priced at like $37 or something, or 27, you know, more than 25, less than 30 kind of thing. And she just said that I had to change my pricing because, and those of you who know who knew Susan, so she's, dear, you need to change your pricing. None of this oddball numbering. Everything has to be either in fives or tens. And that way you don't have to mess with change.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you just had to deal with fives and tens, and, it made sense. And I did it ever since after that. And then when Brian and I started selling pens, we did the same thing with vintage pens where you have options for pricing. But yeah, she was just very emphatic that this is what I had to do because it was smart, which it was, and because this is what she said to do. So, so I did. She was larger than life.
Yes, absolutely. I remember... I think it was in L.A., D.C., it was in D.C. last year. She was at the sailor table. So Atoya had a table, and she came over, and she says, Brian, I have to see this sailor pen, this pen that they have over on the table over there. I have to see it. Where is it? And I pulled it out. It was a Pro Gear Slim, and she tested, and she goes, oh, my. She was so excited. She was running around, and she was hanging onto this piece of paper because she wrote, it was a Pro Gear Slim with a medium nib, and she got some line variation out of it. And she was running around with this piece of paper like it was hilarious.
And she was not a quiet woman.
No, so she was not.
She was very loudly enthusiastic.
She was so excited about it. It was kind of funny.
Yeah. I remember that. Well, you know, she and John came to see us fairly early on after we opened the store. John Martinson was writing an article about us opening the store. And so Susan and John came up for a day and a half. They came up on a Saturday afternoon, and they spent some time in the store, took a bunch of pictures, took some notes for the article. We went to dinner. They stayed in a local hotel, and then we met again Sunday at the store and did some more pictures. It was like March or something, because I remember it was chilly.
Yeah, it was chilly.
We did some outside pictures of the front of the store, and I just remember Susan insisted that we go out because it was, the lighting was good and there weren't too many cars out there, so that, you know, they could step back a little bit.
I think they stood in the middle of the street.
They did, I believe. And I just remember it was really cold.
Are we done yet?
But it was nice for them to come up and see the store and for us to spend some time with them.
And she is forever in our store, as we have the article that John wrote is on the wall of the store.
And then
in the article, there's a picture of Susan behind one of our display cases.
Yep.
What else?
Oh, my God.
What else was she
wearing? The ballrooms.
The ballrooms.
Susan was notorious, infamous, if you will, for turning down the thermostats at Penn Show ballrooms. And all of a sudden, you know, the temperature would be fine, and then all of a sudden there'd be this huge drop in the temperature. And people would even call out, "Susan, stop playing with the thermostat." And she was just known for turning it down. Her thought process was that when the ballroom gets busy, it gets hotter the more people you have, and people are talking and moving around, and so she wanted everyone to be comfortable. She would, if she had her way, she would keep it like an icebox. It was cold.
It was cold. She would do it
rooms.
every year, the first day in Columbus. And there were some shows where, like, they would have this thing, like, there's no way to do it. And she would rip the cover off. She'd be messing with it until you heard the air conditioning kick in. And we'd be looking around like,
how did that happen? Yeah.
How did she do that?
And then for the rest of the show, people would be complaining to the organizers, and the catering staff would have to come. And you know, a couple shows, we end up near the thermostat. We're like, we haven't touched it. Yeah. I'm blue. I'm freezing. Yeah. But she would.
Well, she's right, though. She was right. You know,
she was right.
Because you get, especially on a Saturday, you get a lot of people in there, and you're moving around.
It doesn't mean it needs to be 40. But she also kept her house very cold,
she
too.
Did, yep, yep. So. I don't remember what it was, but
we
visited the house once. What was that? A number of years ago.
Yep.
We were going to do a pen club in Milwaukee, which I don't think ever really took off.
No, I don't think it did.
I think maybe the meeting, I think there were two meetings.
Maybe. It was a really good idea, but I just think nobody really had time to get it going.
Yeah.
So
we went and stayed at, we were there for a long time.
She has a beautiful house.
Beautiful house. She told us all different things about fixing windows, and we got to see her pen room, which was in the basement, and it was outstanding.
Let's just say amazing. And
it was, it was insane. And I remember I had a pen that, and Susan was a big Parker fan, and I had an English duofold. And I said, it was missing a part, or there's something wrong with it, but I figured I would trade it. And so we ended up, and she didn't want to buy anything. Everything was trade only. So we went downstairs, and I proceeded to look through her parts bins for
not that one.
For anything. And I actually ended up walking home with, I still have it, a Waterman 13. Eyedropper, and at the time we didn't know it was a 13, but I got home, and actually a couple years later I look at it, I'm like, oh, well, I'll be darned. We were there 8-9 hours,
it was
a long day. Something, that was something else.
Crazy.
Always had ink on her fingers. It was like she had a tattoo.
Yeah. yeah. But, she wasn't shy about getting inky.
No.
And I don't know that I ever saw her with clean hands.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe before it started.
I mean, even when she came to the store,
she had, yeah.
She had been working on pens that morning or something. Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of stories, and they'll come out over the coming days, I'm sure.
John is considering having some kind of a memorial service at the DC show, where so many of Susan and John's friends will be. So as we hear more, we will keep everyone posted. But just really sad and shocking news.
Yep. Oh, you know, there's another story.
Okay. What'd you do?
No, there was our friend Matt Messer. He moved. He used to live down in Janesville, and he moved down to
California.
To California, and he auctioned off most of the stuff in his house, which was a lot. Yeah, it was a crazy amount of pen stuff, and there was a big table of desk sets. And Susan really was really into jotters, and she came up to me, and we chatted, and then she came up to me when we were getting to the desk. She points at a jotter desk set. She says, "You're not bidding on that."
Apparently, she wanted it.
That one is mine, she said. Like, okay, Susan, it's all yours. I don't want it.
Please don't hurt me.
It was funny. That was just the funniest auction with her there. So, anyway, our condolences to the family, and she will be missed. She was almost always really close to us at a
she
lot of
was,
shows.
She was at a lot of shows.
L.A. and Long Island, and she was right there. And so, but
crazy.
So, should we move on to the Chicago show?
Yep.
Okay, so we just got back from Chicago. You know, it was about third year at this new location. Fourth year, third year.
Third.
Mm-hmm. I really like it.
Third year.
Third year.
Okay. I think it's better than the Rosemont, certainly cheaper, and you don't have to pay astronomical parking.
Yeah, it's cheaper than the
but,
Rosemont.
I thought
the Rosemont was great. But
the lighting in the ballroom is good. Mm-hmm. The setup is good. Right across the street from the hotel is a big shopping plaza with a Target and a bunch of stores and a bunch of restaurants.
Good restaurants,
so
yeah.
Anything you need is right there. Right near the highway. I mean, it took all, 2 minutes once we left to get onto the highway, so it's not like it's difficult to get to. It's a nice hotel.
Yeah.
They did well.
Nice place. You can have everybody in one room. And it's nice, too, sometimes people come up and say, okay, well, do you have this? I say, no, but so-and-so has it. Well, where are they? And then you can actually point. You don't have to say, okay, well, go out the hall. It's the second room, and I think they're in there somewhere. You can say, okay, listen, do you see the wood doors over there? Go there, and Jimmy's on to the right. we had almost the whole gang showed up.
You know, it's kind of goofy that I was so excited to see all of the staff who were scheduled to show up. We just left on Thursday. We just left everybody. And yet Saturday morning, I'm texting like nonstop. Where are you guys? Are you here yet? Are you here yet? Can't wait to see you guys. Are you here yet? I just wanted to see everybody at the show and
the
get excited and have their heads explode. Yep. And see the deer in the headlights look. Steph, our photo editor, and Jason, our photographer, and Kim, our marketing director, and Steph's fiance, all came down, along with a couple other local friends, and it was great to see them. And I think they blew their budgets. They took a couple classes. They wandered around and just they got to meet a lot of people we've always talked about. And then our new inventory guru, Craig. We had no idea he had plans to come down, and
just shows up.
He just shows up, and I turn around, and there he is. And it took me a second to realize he was out of context. And he brought his fiance. They had gone to IKEA, or they were going to IKEA right around the corner, and so that was fun. And it was just really, cool to have everybody. All the people who'd never been to a show. Dave and Chris had both been to the Chicago show before, But for everybody else who hadn't, yeah, it was nice. A lot of fun.
Eric came down with us, so he was able to give him a tour. And then everybody took Deb's calligraphy class on Saturday. And a couple of Leigh Reyes's classes, one or both of them. So yeah, everybody had a good time. There were a lot of people there. We got to see some old friends.
And you won a chalice.
I did win a chalice. I did. There was, what was that, Saturday night, Henshows After Dark, sponsored by
Kenroe.
Our friend Carrie Yeager from Fountain Pen Day. I won a beautiful Montegrappa aluminum chalice, which is our prized, probably our beer 30 possession.
There you go. I won an Aurora zipper case. I already had one, so I gave it to Kim because she and I have matching laptop cases, matching mice. And this way she can, I gave it to her so she could put her cord and her mouse in there just like I do, and we could be twinsies.
Well, you know, the important thing to know here is that at this event, everybody got something. And there were a lot of people there. Yeah. There were a lot of...
They had a lot of prizes.
Yeah, there were a lot of prizes. You know, Nock was there. Nock was giving stuff out. Kenroe had a majority of the stuff. But everybody who was there signed up on a sheet, and they just called the names out, and everybody got something.
It was fun.
So that was fun.
And a big shout out to Bob and Lori Cox. They brought us an anniversary present.
Yes,
a beautiful pen case.
Like a cigar box.
Yep. All decorated. Holder, it was beautiful.
So
that was cool. And we got to spend a bit of time with them. it's always fun to hear people talk about their handwriting. And they were taking Deb's classes, and apparently they were trying too hard or pushing too hard, or maybe it was Michael's class, but it was just really funny to listen to the two of them say, "Well, I'm doing it wrong. I'm just writing wrong." So it was fun.
No, we saw a lot of our good friend Chris Watt showed up, and just lots of people we only see every year in Chicago. I mean, it's just that show for me. That was my 18th consecutive Chicago Pen Show, and it's just, you know, you walk and you know everybody. We know everybody anyway, but in Chicago, it just seems it's more like home, and I love it.
It's beautiful because Sunday night we leave the show and we're home in our own bed Sunday night. Yeah. That is my favorite part.
Well, you know, let's talk about stuff. We did get some stuff for the collection. I don't know why, but I bought another bottle
of
Mont Blanc Bordeaux. I counted last night. I think I have five or six bottles of this now.
Can I call you a hoarder?
Well, you know, they don't make it anymore, and it's in the old box. And it was a half a bottle, and it was sitting on Rich Lott's table. And I said, "Rich, what do you want for this?" And he told me, and I said, "You never saw a guy get money out of his wallet faster." He's like, "Here you go." But it's a nice half bottle. In the box, so that was nice. I always like to grab that because I do use it, even though it's discontinued. I do use it every year, a couple of fills.
I don't even have that many bottles of Penman Sapphire.
Well, no, but your bottles cost $125 a piece. I hope you don't have that many. I don't think I've ever paid more than $25 for a bottle of Bordeaux.
Okay,
ever.
Keep it that
and
way.
That was a lot. Nice color though. And then on Saturday, this is one of the cases where, you know, at pen shows, not everything is for sale on a table. Sometimes you buy stuff in people's rooms. People bring things to you. In this case, this item was actually in the seller's car.
This older gentleman came up and knew that we sold Mont Blanc. I think we knew him slightly.
Yep.
Seen him around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Couldn't tell you his name, but he said that he had this tester set. Did he buy it on eBay?
I think he bought it on eBay, yep.
And it was a tester set of Mont Blanc pens. And we looked, we made sure that they were real.
it was a real deal.
So I negotiated with him, and...
And then she asked me. She goes, "Oh, hey, by the way..."
"I'm going to write a check."
"Is it okay if we buy this?"
So I don't know why he would have gotten it on eBay. I guess it was a cool thing.
It's a cool thing. It comes in a box. It is a set of 8 Mont Blanc 146s, Le Grands, all engraved with the nib size on the barrel. And so there's extra fine, fine, medium, broad, double broad, oblique, medium, oblique, broad, and oblique, double broad. And all the nibs, and in this beautiful case.
He had retired. He was, looking to supplement his...
We supplemented his income.
But,
you know, the nice thing was is we got it at a price that was... You couldn't buy 146s at that price.
No. In the case, it was beautiful. So we brought it home, and now it'll be in the store, and I think it'll make it easier when people are trying to test a Mont Blanc. That way you can try some of these specialty nibs that are generally custom order only, special order, and now you can try it before you actually get it and make sure that you like the nib.
Right. Yeah, and these and those obliques and the double broads, they're actually only available on Le Grands 146 and 149 with gold trim only. So, and there's no way we would ever order those for stock. So now we have them, so people can try them. And you know that oblique double broad is insane.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that they're all in the case at all times and not on your desk.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous, ridiculous nib. But anyway, so that came home with us. If you're ever in the store, just ask. We've got it.
It's
super
cool.
Super cool. It's really, really, really cool.
Looks like it's been around for a while. The box is a little beat up, but
again, little bit of stain will fix it up. That'd be good. So.
What else is new and exciting?
Well, let's talk about some stuff. Last week, of course, on Wednesday, we got in the new old 6 Sailor Gentle inks.
Apricot, Epinard, Grenade, Sky High, Ultramarine, and Pêche.
Very good.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
And they were, apricot was gone in 2 hours, and then the remainder were pretty much gone in 5, except for like 4 straggling ultramarine. I don't know why. They lasted until yesterday.
That's a pretty color.
Yeah, it was a nice color. But we have, it's on its way here. We will have it this afternoon, in a few hours. We will have our next shipment. And it's a pretty hefty shipment, but I think, last time we had to limit apricot to 1 per person because there just wasn't enough to... You know, I know a lot of people, they buy 2, 3. It just wasn't enough. We want to make sure everybody can get some. And this time around, we're still going to have to do the same thing because there's just, I mean, we got a lot, but there's so much demand for this that...
We got several hundred, and it still wasn't enough, and now we have back-in-stock notices for more apricot than we're getting
more than
again.
More than
we're getting, so... But it's part of the regular lineup, so as they keep making it, eventually...
It'll level out, and then
demand and supply will balance. But right now, there's far more demand than supply.
Yeah. So that's coming in this afternoon. If you haven't signed up for the back of stock notification, sign up, and then
as soon as you get that email, click the link and buy it because it will be gone.
Yeah. Can't guarantee when the next shipment's going to come in. So, so there's that. And this week we also had this interesting product.
Anna from the Well-Appointed Desk has made these coloring books similar to the old Mariemon word cards that people liked, but these are better, I think. The paper is better. I love they come on a ring with a nice hard cover, and they're perfect for swatching all your ink. It's nice. It's like a 3-ring binder. You can take it apart and move them around.
Yeah.
So that you can put them in alphabetical order or color family order or whatever you want. We didn't think that we were going to have these for a couple weeks yet because the demand had been so high for them. Anna didn't have any left. And in Chicago, she surprised us with a big box. So that was awesome to bring home.
So here they are. And they've pretty good reception so far. So those are new. Also, in the pen department... We have 4 new Visconti Rembrandts coming out for this season. as well, sort of new. There's white, which you'll recognize the color from the white Venus. And we're still waiting on the fountain pens on those. But we have these in fountain pen, rollerball, and ballpoint. And then the return of the purple.
Which was discontinued last
year. Yes, it was discontinued like a year ago. Nice color. I always thought it was the nicest, nicest, brightest color in the lineup. But that's back, so I'm happy for that. They have a pen called the Rembrandt, the Silver Shadow. It's a gray with black dark trim with a dark nib. This is cool. I like this one. This is maybe the other than purple being back, I think I like this one the best.
Okay.
Nice looking pen. And then, like the Michelangelo, we have a back to black in the Rembrandt now. So this also with black nibs. And what this does mean is there's going to be easier switching between pens because now we have the Silver Shadow, the back to black, and then these special ops all have this dark nib. So now we can have some easier, easier availability of some of these other nibs. So, and those, that's pretty much it for new stuff this week.
Trying to think of anything else new. We finally got restocked on some diamine ink and the ink journals, which I love. We are almost completely out of all of our life stationery, but that is finally coming in probably late this week, early next week. So that'll be nice to have that back in. I may have to snag a notebook for myself.
Yeah, they're nice. We got some cool products coming out next week, but we won't talk about them now. So new stuff that came in. New Japanese stuff?
Like what?
Little small Japanese things. Little petite Japanese things.
Oh, I'm very excited about that.
Anyway, we're back. And we've got about 3 weeks off before the Raleigh show. And it's nice. It's finally spring here, road construction time.
Mother's Day. I get my Mother's Day present on Sunday. I'm very excited. I know what I want. I asked for it quite a long time ago, and it's sold out. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping.
See, I wasn't going to say anything because either I was smart and I got it, or
you didn't.
If I didn't, I'm going to prolong my death by a few days here. But I think we'll probably all turn out okay. So
excellent. Last year, we took a drive out to a park nearby and took a really long walk on Mother's Day, and that was really nice. We should do that again.
Maybe we should do it again.
Just. No work, nobody needed us. We just took this really beautiful walk in the woods, and I could use that. We had, 3 shows in 7 weeks or something?
It's nice
to have a little time off and sleep in our own bed. And
even with Chicago, I was still a little tired yesterday, so even though it's only 3 hours. So anyway, I think that's it for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Excellent. Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other cool stuff. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day.
Bye.